The trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin is nearing its conclusion. Chauvin is charged with murder in the death of George Floyd last May. The trial is being watched closely, not only in Minnesota, but all around the country and internationally. The defense finished calling its witnesses. Special correspondent Fred DeSam-Lazaro has our report.
The final day of testimony in Derek Chauvin's trial began with confirmation that the defendant himself would not testify.
Is this your decision not to testify?
It is, Your Honor.
With that, the defense rested its case.
Good morning, Your Honor.
But the prosecution asked pulmonologist Dr. Martin Tobin, who testified last Thursday, to retake the stand. The state hoped to rebut some points defense expert witness Dr. David Fowler made in testimony yesterday, particularly whether carbon monoxide from the police car exhaust could have been a factor in George Floyd's death.
And so in other words, as to the statement that his carboxyhemoglobin could have increased by 10% to 18%, in your view, that's not possible.
It's simply wrong.
And it was at most 2%.
At most 2%.
Normal.
Which is normal.
The prosecution also sought to refute Fowler's claim that there's a lack of research on narrowing of the hypopharynx, an area critical for breathing due to outside pressure.
There's about probably at least a dozen, maybe 20 studies that show the relationship between how that if you lower the size of the lungs, you must get a decrease in the size of the hypopharynx. All of the studies show that.
After brief questioning of Tobin, the prosecution rested its case as well.
Your Honor, the state of Minnesota rests.
Hey, members of the jury, the evidence is now complete for this case.
Closing arguments will begin Monday morning with jury deliberations to follow.
Thank you.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Fred DeSam-Lazaro.